Dr. Henry's meeting will be. Thank you. I'm always glad and happy to bring unto you the that I have received from our Father, Yahweh. Now, I did tell you, that I would be given a special question, one that you need to know something about. Now, if you know, I pinpoint that by saying a special question. And I requested you to go to this. All of them that you know have been in this point from one time to the other, and that are now the neighbor, and try to persuade them to come down. Now, if I attempted to give that message tonight, then what I would have to do would be to return. I would be jolly that you, Alice, got around to the place, more particularly in this year, 1970, where you could learn one thing in particular. As Joshua and the Messiah said, now you listen to what I'm saying. Since of the Pharisees and the scribes, and the Sadducees, Zelos, in other words, he said to the fact, who has followed him around such one place and other and observed what he's done, and his disciples. And they saw that he did perform things that none of them could, no man had ever done. Now they saw that. That was expressed by Nicodemus. When he said, Rabbi or Master. So now we know. Now who did he have reference to when he said we know? Well, let me tell you who he had reference to. He had reference to this Sanhedrin Council that was composed of Nicodemus, Beth, John. No, I'm not talking about John the Baptist. J.B. And Gamaliel. And just quite a few of them. In other words, there were seven of them all together, belonging to that council that they held up in Jerusalem. And on that council, they were the characterized as the masters of Israel, the teachers, the teachers. Now it originated from this 70th idea. And while I'm on that course, that was what the papacy had tried to do, was to appoint cardinals and whatnot and bring this number up, you understand, when they die off or for some reason, you know, that it becomes complete or anything and necessitates an appointment of some more cardinals. Now, cardinals are way out next to the Pope. So then what they try to do is keep that advisory council and that instructive council, they try to keep it up to par. And that originated from the idea of these 70 elders back here and the Sanhedrin council. See, in other words, it's a conference.
Right.
I want you to see what I'm talking about. Now, of that claim, Nicodemus was one of them, and he went to Messiah Barnabas. And he said, now, look, Master, we know. Now, you see who the we is.
Right.
It's the Sanhedrin Council. So now, we know that you're teaching. So now, we know that. But teaching comes from knowledge. Well, how do you know that? Well, it says, because no man can do the miracles which you do, except Yahweh be with him. Now that's how we know it. Now let me say something about the miracle. See, he went around and healed the sick, of all kinds of diseases. Then they're going to give you what kind it was. See? And all kinds of miracles he performed at the Sanhedrin Council. They had to recognize, even though they did not wish to endorse him. See, but they had to recognize the fact, you understand, that Yahweh was with them. And now we know it, because no man can do the miracles which you do, except Yahweh be with them. Now, I'm just that to say this. Out of all of these doctrines and the false illusions and all, now Israel had quite a few of them. False teachers and false prophets, they came along. And people followed them all. And that wasn't coming to long. It went down. Now, in this group, as I have tried my best to point out to you, that I can't do nothing. And I'm no smarter than nobody else. You understand? I'm just as Paul said, be it. So why do you want me to be in Europe? Because I am a Europe. Now that's why I want to be like me, is because I'm like you. Messiah himself called him to perform. He said, no, I can't do nothing. My father in me, he knows the work. Now, there's a cardinal point that I want to bring out that he said. Now, Nicodemus called him Master, Rabbi, and quite frequently somebody would run up to him of that Sanhedrin council and try to interrogate and catechize or ask him questions because they wanted to show how smart they were and to trap him in his words, mm-hmm. or to make a fool out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now listen to what I'm saying to you. Every last one of them he could perceive.
Right. That's right.
Right. He could perceive why they asked him that question. And the question was an attempt to tempt him. You understand what I mean? And they thought that they were scared. Now, bear in mind that there is people that come from every walk of life into this group. And they want to, when an opportunity presents itself, to ask some kind of a question. And it is not all the time that they seek information. See? It's not that at all. They don't want to know. See? Well, to you who don't know the difference, I want to let you know how I do. I don't care how slowly you try to appear in your presence. Hey. I don't know. My reason for saying this, I'm going to make it clear, my reason for saying this is, now if I am, as Messiah said, why do you call me Lord and Master? I'm putting it in King James. Why do you call me Lord and Master? And then do not the things I say.
Right.
You get it?
Yes.
Now, for example, we'll say this. Show you some testimony. Now, if we say we have a meeting, a special meeting, for your special benefit, you see. Whereas the apostles say this, forsake, talking to the Jews too,
right,
and the Hebrews,
right,
forsake not to assemble yourself together. As the manner or custom of some are. Now listen, and much more as you see the day approaching.
Mm-hmm.
And now don't forsake to assemble yourselves together, as a matter of some is, and the much more you see the day approaching. Now, just a thought. Now I'll tell you. See, come on down. Bring the friends. Bring the enemies. See, let's have this place up. Well, now look, when I say that to you, see, you can take it with a grain of salt, and then you don't know no better than to come back and hand me somebody else some flimsy kind of an excuse for disobedience that don't obey the command.
Do you all understand what I'm talking about? Do you see through what I'm talking about?
Now, I have told you this. I told it to you, but I don't know how many times you told. I'm getting sick of it myself.
Right.
Getting good sick of it. I told you that Yahweh, the Lord, caught me up to the third heaven. And I saw things. I heard things. In other words, as the Apostle Paul said, I come to visions and revelations.
Right.
And it is hard, irrespective and regardless of what language you speak in,
mm-hmm,
to impart it, the clear, concise understanding to someone else. And that's a hard thing to do under any conditions and circumstances. All right. Now, with that being the case, and I ask you to step back there and be quiet. Keep the children quiet. Now, nothing is not going to be revealed to you, and you just sitting up there chewing gum and nudging somebody else and whistling all around and letting your feet down against the floor and all this different kind of thing. Now, I know what I'm talking about. Now, when we impart all of them instructions to you, and tell you all them things, you should take heed. Now, one other thing I want to mention here before I go any further. Now, if I've made a statement like that, see? Now, you ought to at least sit there and listen to my story. See? Deceive. Now, that's where the Corinthians did, the Christians did. They designated it. And they expected to hear some babbler come along and say something, you know, that they hadn't heard nothing about before. Mm-hmm. Nothing Mars here in that street. And they were noticed a lot of it.
Right.
See? And they sat there and gave you attention. Give your attention. They didn't give attention to what you said. Now, listen, folks. Now, we're talking about having the Holy Spirit, knowing how to conduct and to behave ourselves in society. Some of us don't even have good manners.
Right.
That's right. We just don't have good manners. Not manners of us to know how to conduct ourselves in salutations of the time. Now, you may want to abuse me for saying these things, but now, if there ever was a time, when you should give heed to the things which you hear as said again to the Hebrews, let it end time, you let it click. And some root of bitterness springing up in somebody. These offenses must come. Some root of bitterness springing up in somebody. Whereby many names be divine. Oh, congratulations. Now, you that come here all the time, understand? If you're going to jump up and say, well, look, I don't think Dr. Henry should have said this or said that or said the other, you see, because thus and so forth and so on, or for some reason, you understand? And you're saying it a lot of times to some new person someday, you see? Then if you're going to bring an accusation against me, you get the point? Because I discerned and satanic spirits incarnated in physical bodies. Right. Five to warn you about that. Well, what do you expect to know about? If you're going to know about it. Now, do you see what I'm talking about? Now, you're supposed to be my help. Want to mention something else to you that I think is absolutely necessary. I'm going to repeat it. I've said it many times. There is no one in this building, not a one, from nowhere. But what has been indoctrinated? Kind of a religious concept. Yeah. Everybody has. Somebody said, not me, yes, you. You may not realize it, but you have. Satan indoctrinates everybody with something. See? Listen, no, no, I'm an atheist. Well, you're just unaware of what's going on. See? Get on. Now, come about it in these days which we live in now. Now, you listen to what I'm saying. They've been out there, they've done in these different organizations that come up in front of here in the last few years. Right? And now here they come running in here. You understand? Telling me something about somebody else off somewhere, you understand? Now you expect me to go along with that. Now this folks, if I did, if I went along with it, then I would deny my thought. Now why would I say that? I guess I've been telling you that y'all have crossed me up there, and now I'm going to go along with you. Then I'm alive, right?
If I say he caught me up there.
Now when Joshua and the Messiah come along, he told the Pharisees and the scribes and them, so now I didn't come to be ministered unto. But the minister, do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, why should I sit down and listen to your long, drawn-out story about some hypocrite with your so-called, you understand, theologian? Why should I sit down? Why waste my time for that?
Get going.
Listen, I'm unconvertible.
Now that ought to, that at least ought to clear out some of it. See? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
You can't convert me to nothing.
Right.
See, somebody wants to come along and tell me what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You see what I mean?
Now this is claimed that he is a reincarnation of the previous Elijah. That thing and a satisfying screwed his mantle back on. Elijah. Now this is what I'm going to say. He can't tell me nothing.
All right. Get
the point? Mm-hmm. Now, if that's real life, that can't tell me nothing. What do you think I think about somebody talking about the reincarnation or something?
Mm-hmm. Bueno, gloria a Dios. Toda la alta han vuelto a discutir. ¡Monte que domina! Yo no me alza, si te que domina. I'm trying to discourage you from trying. Now, why did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Because the self-same Yahweh
okay.
is in me, but it's in everything else. And it was in all the rest of it. Quiet. Now you bear that in mind and respect that. And you do well. And it's not open up your eyes if you say.
Okay.
Now I've tried every kind of way you can think of to find words to make those things make you conscious of. Now let me try one more time. I'll ask you these questions. Who do you know? You tell me something about who you know. That has lit any greater work on this earth than what Yahweh has done through me. I'll go take my seat and sit down and sit up and never have nothing more to say. That's right. I won't have no more to fight. If you can show me somebody in history, say as far back as close up as you want to, it doesn't mean no difference. Now I'm asking you to, in these things, to pay attention to what I tried to tell you from time to time. You understand? Now this is some of the things that you're going to have to do. This is what you have to do. You have to unload your mind with all that trash and all satanic influences and darkness. But all of us have been loaded, haven't we?
Right.
Yeah. Get it out of the way. Take it on to the dump. Now you're not going to get a thing from y'all until you do that. I want you to look. Second chapter. First Corinthians. And the last three or four verses of that. Now you tell me somebody that has the ability to do this. And then I'm going to sit down again. All right, read. That's a different
apple, man.
But the natural man. But the natural man. Now listen, listen, folks.
Who coming there
went into the synagogue of the Jews. Not Gentiles.
All right. These were more noble.
These were more noble.
Than those in Thessalonica.
Than those in Thessalonica. Now you have two epistles there written to the Thessalonians.
Yes?
But these in Berea were more notable than them in Thessalonica.
Then that thing
you want to up. Wait a minute, now that's just what I want to get down to.
You see?
Now what made them more notable
than them at Thessalonica? Read. In that they received the word.
In that they received the word.
With all readiness of mind.
With all readiness of mind.
And search the scripture.
And then you won't do that.
All right.
See? Search the scripture. David. You let somebody come along and tell you something.
Right.
See? For example, you let somebody come along and tell you that the church is ruled by tradition.
And there's a vast difference between tradition and faith. Didn't say they searched tradition, they searched the scripture.
Now look what you got up here. You got the process up here, preacher. See, and it says the scripture's on the apostle.
All right. See, what they were saying before.
Did you get it for us? You won't do that. You let some idiot come along and tell you something that is nowhere in the scripture. And here you come dragging that bone in here.
Then as soon as I tell you something, then you all saw all the things.
For example.
See?
Idiot in Chicago said that the black man comes with an earth 62 million years old. Where do you find that in the scriptures? Tell me where you find that or shut up. Do you hear what I mean? Then you want to tell me something else. This one or that one and the other one said it. You understand? Well, why didn't you find that in the scripture?
Now listen, folks. This is what the scriptures are. The scriptures are the revelations of Yahweh. Shown the man down, the man that wrote down what Yahweh revealed. And I mean, was looking at it too. Looking at them and just wrote that down.
Alright.
You see?
Now if the scriptures is coming from Yahweh by inspiration, you understand? And the man is writing it down, then you ought to have sense enough then to search the scriptures. And if it's not in the scriptures, that's how you've gotten all the trouble that you're in. Because it's not in the scripture. It's not a revelation from Yahweh. Can you see that?
Yes.
Now, I just don't have time to fool that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See? You get it? Now, you can go back.
Now, this is the second chapter of the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. Corinthians are Greeks. And listen, they were the most notable philosophers ever in the world.
But the natural man.
Now, Paul is kept him, but the natural man.
He did not the things of the Spirit. Now Nicodemus was a natural man. Being Yahweh, Yahweh told him that he must be born again. He said, now how can these things be? Can't the second time in his mother's woman be born again? You have to write him aside that there's no marvel. I don't wonder at what I said. You understand? Or you must be born again. Now, how do you expect to come in here? You understand? With a lot of hell-minded junk,
right?
To do got out there from the devil, you understand? Drag help in here, you ain't got no scriptures at all. You nothing for it,
Then you want to start an argument. Why don't you just take a seat and sit down? And hope for the best. Yahweh will reveal something to you, man. Let me tell you this. Not a bit less better sense than that. I ride around about the dean or something. He has better sense than that.
Okay.
You want to know where it was and how it was? Well, I'll tell you real quick. When he went out there in the room,
all right.
You understand? To be sent. The devil 40 days and 40 nights. We're just saying it that way because that's the way it's written in the book.
Right.
He wasn't tempted.
That's right.
You understand? It's been better to say it. See? When I said in the book, to be tempted of the devil 40 days and 40 nights. Now this is what I'm going to say. And you ought to be able to come compare one thing with the other. See. Now the devil was saying, it's written.
Right.
Now here you come, nothing written.
It's written.
And you try to tell me something about what somebody or some other idiot say. See, you didn't beat off you as well as the devil.
You have the misinformation of this interpretation of the verse. You ought to at least point out something in the book or in the Bible.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
But now you don't do that.
You come in and say, talk a whole lot of food and talk.
And I'm ready to say this to me. Now it sounds wonderful to them, but it was idiotic to me. And I'm looking, trying to find the place where I come from.
See?
Have you heard any of them say that?
Yeah.
That I'm trying to find where I come from. Then who am I? You see? And what am I here for? That's not a hard question to answer. See? You want me to tell you where you come from?
Yes.
Voice. Now that'll save you from sort of wondering where you come from, right?
Hold your finger on what's got, though.
Send it back to the 17th chapter of Acts.
Okay. Three.
For in him we live.
That's right.
For in him we live.
Now what do you read?
17 chapter
28 verse. Well, now see, all you that didn't know that was in there. That's the reason why I asked him to read. See? Now this is a temperate. But let's understand plain words in the temperate. See what they did to them. See? Now we don't have to resort to that. We can go back to it.
Right.
This one. What did you say?
For in him we live.
For in Yahweh we live.
And move. And have our being.
Now that's where this thing you got come from here.
See?
Read on.
As certain also of
the old philosophers of thought.
Have faith.
But
we are also
his offspring. Now you see that now? Now anybody capable out there in the world to teach you anything ought to know that. Ought not to have you run around and talk about it. I'm looking to try to find out where I come from. He ain't capable of teaching you nothing. See? You understand? Now he don't know where you come from. He don't know where he come from. And so without saying, he don't know where he's going to. How is he sensible about some of these things? Think twice before you come up here with that bunch of junk.
Mm-hmm.
We're all so what? Well, offspring. John 3:16. That's the reason why on the church that still hope and in philosophy, as you have there, philosophy. The prototype limited there. You understand? The definition of the word is this. Instinctive mode for the offspring. Now listen to that. Listen to the one thing. Now you said the mother, see, loves anybody. See, old man with a little chicken out there, see. You can go out there and all the she ain't got no little chickens and all the chickens run back and get me out of the way, you understand?
Yeah.
But that's true, she got some little chickens out there. She'll choose you. Why? Because she loves that offspring. See, the whole thing is exhibited and manifested in nature. You see what I'm talking about? Mother risks her life for the child. See? It's just the instinct in love for offspring. You see? Well, now, if we're the offspring of Yahweh through Elohim, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no?
Mm-hmm.
If that's so, then that's got to be proven. All right, true.
For Yahweh so loved the world.
Now, from him. And Yahweh so loved the world
that he gave his only
begotten
Son.
Read.
That whosoever believeth in him
should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, that was
manifesting
his instinctive love for his offspring.
Right.
He
did not
tell
on the prophet that whosoever believed in him, they would not
perish.
That's what
I say
over here.
For Yahweh so loved the world.
That he gave his only begotten Son.
See? Well, he was the only begotten Son.
Yeah.
So, Adam was the son of Yahweh too. You see? But there's a difference there. This is a created Son. See? You understand? The other is the only begotten. This is the only created.
Right.
If you don't think he was the son, look at the first chapter of the last verse.
Adam was the son of Yahweh.
See? Now Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now you get this right. Here's why Paul's attention back to it. That whosoever believes in him, the Christian, or whosoever believes in Elijah, or whosoever believes in Moses, whosoever believes in Isaiah, whosoever believes in Peter, whosoever believes in Mary. Now do you see that? That doesn't have to be something about it. Did you know that?
Right.
Now that thing that has spun it through the fire, put you in here, and all those kind of things, sit back and put the rest of that thing. Now I'm going to show you something about that. Now, I haven't forgotten where we were at. But now, well, it shows that, I think it's the fifth chapter. Paul said, now, it is reported to him by the household of school that there was division among them. And he said, I caught this. You understand? Now, listen to what I'm saying. Wherefore, one of you say that I am of Peter, that Peter.
That's right.
Another one was saying, well, I'm not a Peter.
even though Paul did say that the international church has had for you, he did not let alone. So he said, we're for you. Now, it says that, first of all, one of you think that I am of Peter, or Caesar, you have that. Another one said, well, I'm not. Now, he's a Judean. Another one said, well, I'm of Apollos. Apollos was from Alexandria, Egypt. See? And it didn't know any further than the baptism of John, or the baptism of repentance. But he was an eloquent and a mighty man in the scriptures.
All right.
See? Now you're talking about scriptural oratory. That boy was eloquent for much so. See? Until they were saying, I'm a Paul, I'm a Peter, I'm a Peter, of a Paul, Peter, you see. Now then, the apostle wants to know who they are. They don't know, he wants to know who Peter is. And he wants to know who he is. And he wants to know who Apollos is. All right, read.
Who then is Paul?
Who then is Paul or Paul?
And who is Apollos?
Now, who is Apollos?
But ministers by whom ye believe.
They're just ministers by whom you believe.
Even as Yahweh.
Now listen. Even as Yahweh was.
Abraham. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos?
See, now you try to tell me something about somebody. You see what I'm talking about? How mighty they are. Get the point? I want to know who they are. See, this is something else I want to know. You read it down a little further. Get the point.
We know that. But ministers by whom you believe.
Now that's ministers by whom you believe.
Even as Yahweh gave to
everything. Even as Yahweh gave to everything. Now there were ministers by whom you believe. What else?
I have planted Apollos water, but Yahweh gave the income of that blessing.
See?
First chapter there, you don't know. It was all crucified for you.
Lay, read now.
That's in the first chapter.
All right, now look at this. Was the Pope crucified? Was Peter crucified? Was Paul crucified?
You understand?
Was Mary crucified? Was Cardinal Spaker, Cardinal Gillen, or Cardinal McIntyre, somebody, well, they crucified me. Now, it's just clear when he gave his only begotten son, it says, please don't give me that back. And this is him that was crucified. It wasn't Paul, it wasn't Peter, it wasn't Isaiah, it wasn't Jeremiah, it wasn't Moses, it wasn't Jesus, it wasn't... Did that come up clean?
Yes.
But there are ministers by whom you can read it. That was enough. I think I better take a minute back to 1 Timothy 2 and 5. See, keep you from believing it, you know, that we left out something.
Remember you not that when I was getting with you... Okay. So what is Yahweh?
Where are you reading?
1 Timothy
2 and 5. 1, is it in the Bible? 1 Timothy 2
and 5. Well, what is Yahweh?
Oh, what? Now you heard
it. And one be so holy.
What is Yahweh? And what else?
And one mediator between him and men.
Now, I want you to get this right. See? And don't come back to that stuff. All right.
Somebody, you know, they still don't understand after you read something out of the Bible. So you read it again.
For one is Yahweh.
For one is